Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 22, 1804. Captain Clark keeps the peace. During the weekend, three chiefs from the Matutonha village came to the fort to inform the captains that the Sioux were moving in above the Cheyenne River for the winter. They were intent upon harassing the Arikara because the Sioux took exception to the Arikara and Mandan smoking the peace pipe. As construction of the fort continues, Captain Clark dispatches a pirogue down the river to begin collecting rock to build fireplaces for their cabins. But today, Captain Clark has his hands full with a domestic row. He describes the situation.
I was alarmed about 10 o'clock by the sentinel, who informed that an Indian was about to kill his wife in the interpreter's hut fire, about 60 yards below the works. I went down and spoke to the fellow about the rash act which he was like to commit, and forbid any act of the kind near the fort. Some misunderstanding took place between this man and his wife about 8 days ago, and she came to this place and continued with the squaws of the interpreters. 2 days ago she returned to the village. In the evening of the same day, she came to the interpreter's fire, apparently much beat, and stabbed in 3 places. We directed that no man of this party have any intercourse with this woman, or the wife of any other Indian, under the penalty of punishment. He, the husband, observed that one of our sergeants slept with his wife, and if he wanted her, he would give her to him. I told the Indian that I believed that not one man of the party had touched his wife, except the one he had given the use of her for a night, in his own bed. At this time the Grand Chief of the nation, Black Cat, arrived and lectured them, and they both went off, apparently dissatisfied. Captain William Clark, November 22, 1804.
It seems under Mandan law the man might lawfully have killed his wife for running off. This observation is according to Biddle, whose edits and interpretations often seem to rely on no established documentation, and maybe only so much biddle-fiddle-diddle. Tomorrow, fair weather.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.